Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, guys, if you saw this, this was, when I saw this, it really just stirred my heart. There's a young man, his name is Zach Zobiak, and Zach basically was diagnosed with a cancer. He was diagnosed with a cancer at a very young age. I believe he's like 18 years old, and it's actually a rare bone cancer that he had, and he was just given a few months to live. And it's pretty dramatic. There's nothing more sobering, I don't think. I mean, very few things that are sobering in life than when you've just been diagnosed or have been told that you're about to die. You are about to be here, you know, just a few days, and you're going to be gone. And I remember, Pat, Chris, I remember when my father was diagnosed with cancer. Gosh, almost maybe 15 years ago, I guess, some time back. And I can remember the shock on his face and the shock on my face, because he was just walking around just fine. I mean, he had some pain in his hip and he had fractured his hip. He actually had bone cancer as well. And he didn't even know how he actually fractured his hip. I mean, it was already at stage 4. And just to hear that the doctor said, and he spoke really quite frankly, he says, I don't know how to tell you this, but you've got 1 month to a year to live.
Wow.
I mean, you go from one part of your life to just living and acting and doing and fellowshipping with family and fellowshipping with the church and living life.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Enjoying to 1 second, just like that. Mm-hmm. You find out that the time that you do have left is actually very short and you are about to die.
Right.
And how you handle that and how you embrace that is really big.
Mm-hmm.
And this young man, can you imagine, was told that he was going to pass away and that he was going to die.
Right.
And so what he did was kind of actually pretty unique. Some people, when they are facing a bad situation, when they're facing a death, when they're facing a time in their life where everyone's saying, hey, look, it's over. I mean, this is pretty bad. You're done. Okay,
right.
Your life as you know it right now is over. Some people just shrink back and fall into a great despair or depression. They become paralyzed, and they're gripped with the fear of what they once knew will no longer be.
Mm-hmm.
But this young man decided that he was going to invest his talents in the time that he had left. And he's a musician. He writes music. He wrote a song. He wrote a song, and it's entitled Clouds. This song has been an instant YouTube hit. It has been viewed by over 7 million people, 7 million times.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I want you to listen to it, but this is how a young man who was told he's going to die wrote a song about going to heaven and being in the clouds. I want you to listen to it. This is how Zach decided to say goodbye.
I fell down, down, down to this dark and lonely hole. There was no one there to care about me anymore. And I needed a way to climb and grab a hold. You were sitting there holding a rope, and we'll go up, 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 but I'll fly a little higher. Go up in the clouds because the view's a little nicer up here. My dear, it won't be long now. It won't be long now. And when we get back on land, well, I'll never get my chance. Dried out my hands, and maybe someday we'll take a little ride. Go up, 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 and everything will be just.
just fine. We'll go up, 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 but I'll fly a little higher. Go up in the clouds because the view's a little nicer up here. I had a little bit more time. If only I had a little bit more time with you. We could go up, 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 then take that little ride. We'll sit there holding hands and everything will be just right. And maybe someday I'll see you again. We'll float up in the clouds and we'll never see the end. We'll go up, 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 but I'll fly a little higher. Go up in the clouds because the view's a little nicer. Up here, my dear, it won't be long now. It won't be long now.
Powerful. You're just listening to Zach Zobiak. Charisma News reports that he wrote this song called Clouds as an ode in part to his unwavering faith in God.
Wow.
We're going to make this video available for you on the Torch. But when you look at this video, I mean, the song is just so touching, has a great melody.
Mm-hmm.
And you're watching him actually record this song. You're seeing him singing it. You see a whole bunch of people kind of like in a studio setting. And I think appeared, I don't know this, but it looked like there was maybe his mother was sitting
yeah,
next
I think
to
it was
him
his mother.
As he's singing this song and she's singing along with him.
Yeah.
I mean, who embraces death like that?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about this. I mean, this so stirred me when I saw this. I was so moved.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many things that I think about when I attend funerals and I there, you know, it's just something sobering about a funeral, something sobering about death that allows you to examine your life. It helps you to realize, what am I living for? What am I living for? What am I doing? And one thing about death is that he didn't take death lying down. He took the time he had left and did something with it. Chris, he did something with it.
Awesome.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's touching people all around the world, and he didn't give up. He invested what he had mm-hmm. and lived in the moment.
Powerful.
I mean, it's we got to get this. Mm-hmm. We got to be better at this, of living in the moment and focusing our attention. You know, we spend a lot of time focusing our attention down the road as if down the road is promised to us. And all in reality, all we have is this stretch of road right before us. We don't have this down the road, you know, dreams that we have, or these desires and these wishes and all these different things that we think about. What you have is today. You know, yesterday is over with. Tomorrow may never come, but today's a gift. That's what they call it, the present. All you have is today. All you have is this moment. And maybe you've been caught up in a place of worry. Worrying about tomorrow, that you're not even living for today. And we want to encourage you today that you can take hold of your life. You can stop being depressed about situations, circumstances, challenges, trials, things that you're facing, and you can turn your whole attention and your whole focus to God. I mean, listen, we only pass through this life one time. One time, and this young man is so encouraging. He has now, since, has passed away. Zach is no longer with us.
Mm.
He's passed away. But what is true is that what he has done is still living on. We're enjoying it now. Mm. We're enjoying his song. In fact, he was able to fly up, I believe, to New York and ink a record deal right before he passed away.
Oh, wow.
It's been selling on iTunes and all different type of, you know, media outlets and It's just amazing. It's just amazing. But he didn't lay down. And the question is that we always face when we are dealing with trials and struggles and tribulations and things that happen. Let me tell you, in life, you're going to face trouble. You're going to face challenges. Mm-hmm. If you haven't been told, just live a little longer. I mean, you're going to face things. The question is, how do you face them? How do you do it? People fear many things today. I mean, they feel fear whether they're going to, you know, get in a car accident while they're driving. They fear that they may not be able to pay a mortgage bill. They fear the flying, fear of public speaking, fear of so many things. But there's one thing that you should be concerned about. There's one thing that you should be aware about. And that is living a life that's completely insignificant before God.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that should keep you awake at night.
Yeah.
If you're not doing anything with the life that God has given you. And unfortunately for Zach, this death sentence actually produced something good in his life. But how many times has that happened to somebody that they have to experience a setback? They have to experience a trial, a death sentence, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in that moment, it's in that time that they realize, I only have a few moments left. I only have days left, months left. What am I going to do with this life? What am I going to do? They said it was over. They said it was done. It wasn't going to happen anymore. And what am I going to do? And it really should turn your attention to really two places. It really should turn your place to God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this life is so short. We got to love hard. We got to love God. We got to love those around us. We got to work hard. And we got to live hard for Jesus. I mean, at the end, all we have at the end, you know, we came into this world with nothing, and we're going to leave this world with nothing.
That's right.
But the only thing we can take with us, it really is our relationship with God and those people that we have touched, those people that we have impacted, and something that we left behind. You look at cemeteries today, and you see countless, countless, countless tombstones. I don't know if you've ever been to a cemetery, or maybe you've seen one on TV, and I visited quite a few, and you just kind of walk as you're going to see someone who's passed away, and you're going to go visit. You see all these tombstones, and you think, wow, who are these people, and what did they do with their life? And, you know, did they do anything? And you look at all the billions of people that have lived on the face of the earth. I mean, there's presently, I think, about 7 billion, but, you know, presently. But you think of all the people that have lived throughout the ages.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some people that have done great and extraordinary things with their lives, some that we know about, many that we don't. We just know about a few. And then there's some that passed away before their time, or they passed away, and they didn't do anything with the gift that God has given them. They didn't do anything of significance for God. Some have done evil with the precious gift of life. Some have done nothing, and some have done good. And the question for you and for me and for all of us today is to ask ourselves, what are we going to do with this precious gift of life? You know, someone once said that your life today is God's gift to you. But what you do with your life is your gift to God.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to give Him?
Right.
We all have this option. We can do good, we can do evil, or we can do nothing. And I look at Zach, and it just, you know, I applaud this young man. I'm like, man, he went for it, man. You did it.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't take this death sentence lying down, but you said, I'm going to do something about it if it's the last breath I have. I think about Steve Hill when he was diagnosed with cancer. You know, Steve has run a good race. Steve, you know, preached in one of the longest revivals in America.
Mm-hmm.
I think it says one of the most impactful of revivals in America.
Right.
We're talking about the Brownsville outpouring. And he was diagnosed a few years ago with cancer. And as I understand, he was told that he was as at death's, you know, door.
Yeah, he was actually in
hospice.
Wow.
Yeah, that's how close it was. He was actually in a hospice room. You know, you were just counting down the days.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing, because you don't go to hospice unless you're...
Unless it's over, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Unless it's over. But Steve didn't waver.
Mm-mm.
He kept going and going and going and going and going.
Yeah.
And I think that's just so amazing. And then...
Yeah, and his prayer was, at the very end, he goes, Jesus, if you let me live, I want another million souls for you.
Mm. Mm.
Another million.
Wow.
And God answered that prayer.
Wow. He's back.
He's back.
He's back.
Like he was before.
Preaching, sharing.
Yeah.
In fact, God gave him a vision, spiritual avalanche. If you haven't heard of it, you got to hear it.
Yeah.
We have it on the torch, and we've spoken about it. But you look at how some people face death and look at others face it. Some people look at death and they say, oh, it's over. I'm mm-hmm. done. And, you know, I'm just going to survive these last couple of moments and months that I have left. And then there are others that say, you know what? I've only got this brief moment of time left. I'm going to do what I need to do for God, for my family. I'm going to squeeze this sponge called life, and I'm not going to leave nothing left. Mm-hmm. I want to encourage you today that maybe what you need is a death sentence.
Mm.
Maybe what you need today is a death sentence over maybe a selfish life. Maybe you need a death sentence over being absorbed with other things that are robbing you from reaching your full potential in the Lord. And the question is that if you were given a death sentence today, what would change?
Mm.
What would change? That answer alone would be telling you that you wouldn't be living right now, presently, for what matters most. Because if you decided, well, I would do this, I would do that, I would only do this, then that means that you haven't been living, truly living.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I think it was Martin Luther King Jr. said that a man's not fit to live until he's found something worth dying for.
That's right.
And you got to find what that is. You know, if you're a believer, it should be for Jesus Christ. It should be to lay your life down for the glory of the Lord, to say this one life that God's given me. And if he's rescued you from the pit, if he's rescued you from hell, if you've been bought with a price, your life is indebted to him. You owe him. You owe him your everything. And I want to tell you that, listen, embrace your circumstances today. It's not over. Maybe you just need a new lease on life. You need new hope again. No matter what they've said, no matter what you're facing, no matter how bad it looks, let me tell you, with Jesus, all things are possible. Begin to dare to dream again. Begin to step out of fear. Begin to do the impossible. Begin to do what they said you could not do. Love hard, live hard, pray hard, and give everything you have as if it's your last moment in life. And we're talking about Zach Zobiec, a young man who was diagnosed with bone cancer, who had very few months left to live, and in fact has already died and passed away. But prior to dying, he actually wrote this amazing song and other songs, but this one song has been viewed on YouTube over 7 million times. We will make this available for you on the torch. But this song is called Clouds. And one of the lyrics, one of the verses in this song, it says, if I only had a little bit more time with you, if I just had a little bit more time with you. And it's almost like the same question, fill in the blank. If you had a little bit more time with who, what would you do?
Right.
What would you do if you had a little bit more time with your family, with your son, with your daughter? If you had a little bit more time with God, mm-hmm. what would you do if you had a little bit more time on earth?
Mm-hmm.
What would you do? Mm-hmm. And the question is, would you be doing something different than what you're doing today? Mm-hmm. Would you be doing something different? Life is so short. Mm-hmm. It really isn't. The older you get, the
shorter it gets.
Oh my goodness. I don't know what is happening.
And
but
the faster it goes.
Dude, the days, they just fly by. And before you know it, you know, it starts Sunday. And before you know it, it's Friday. And it's Saturday. It's like, oh my goodness. Mm-hmm. Did this week just blow by me?
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not careful, if you don't make sure that you're living your life on purpose and not on accident, you will look back at months, maybe even years, maybe even decades of your life and say, what in the world was I doing?
Mm-hmm.
Did I really give 10 years of my life to that? Did I spend 5 months where?
Mm-hmm.
Did I, you know, and you'd think, oh my goodness, we have to take an inventory so that we can really fully understand that, listen, I want to do something. And if you're a believer, listen, you can do something for God. Christianity is not a spectator sport, if you will, but you got to get in the game.
Right.
You got to get in the game. You got to be willing to step outside of complacency and just this entertainment craze that's happening in America and around the world that everybody just wants to be entertained. And you got to be willing to invest yourself, spend your life on the behalf of Christ and on behalf of others so that you can have something of true value in the end. And the question is, do you need a death sentence in order to truly live? Do you need a death sentence?
Mm.
Because it's amazing how sobering things become when people say, well, I heard the C word or I heard that word. And when I heard that the doctor said, everything changed. And the question you ask is, well, why did it change? Why were we not living like that to begin with, that life is fragile, that at any moment I can pass away? When you live with that type of perspective, you know what that does? It's not a doom and gloom perspective. In fact, it's a living perspective because it causes you to realize that the relationships that I do have, I'm not going to take them for granted. That I'm not going to spend unnecessary time squabbling and being in rifts and having strife and have separation with those I love because I understand that life is very short. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm going to realize that I'm not going to live for myself. If you understand this, right, you're going to say that, listen, it matters how I treat others and that others know that I love them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the worst thing I think sometimes for folks to experience sometimes is to wonder and question if they were ever loved by people that were close to them.
Right.
I mean, why would somebody have to wonder if we loved them and they were in our life? Why would they have to wonder that?
Right.
Well, we can avoid those things today by loosening our jaw, and looking them square in the eye. And being able to tell them that, hey, listen, I love you. I care about you. And that you matter. There's a lot of people today that feel like they just simply don't matter.
Mm-hmm.
And it's nothing more empowering or powerful when you can look at someone, and it's right in the middle of their day. Try it today. Mm-hmm. And look at someone and say, hey, you matter. How are you doing? I know you got all this stuff going on. I know that you're busy and work and everything. But how are you doing? What's going on with you? They're going to be shocked and surprised. They may not even reply because they've never been even asked that question before.
Right.
Give them a break. Give them a break and maybe come back in a week or so and ask them again. Say, how are you? And the other thing is you start realizing that when life is short and but a vapor, you say, listen, one day I'm going to see Jesus. I'm really going to see him.
Right.
There was a song that was made real popular. I believe the title is "I Can Only Imagine." I think that's what I titled it because that's the over, you know, the chorus that goes over and over again. But the song's about if I can only imagine what would it be like when I see Jesus. You know, what will I do? How would I respond to this amazing encounter?
Right. Yeah.
And when you look at people's lives and the videotape of your life is scrolling by and you realize, what did I do? What did I do with this precious gift of life? Listen, this is not to make you feel condemned in any way. It's all, hopefully to give you hope for you to realize, you know what? I need to wake up. I need to be jarred a little bit. Listen, if that was what my life before today, I'm going to make it a point to realize that I'm going to truly live life, and I'm not going to need a death sentence. And if I got a death sentence, nothing would change. I would keep on doing what I'm doing today, and I'd do it all the harder. I'd keep on pressing on.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Like Steve said, Lord, if you let me live, if you let me live, I want to reach a million souls.
Yeah.
Listen, at the end of the day, the only thing we can take with us is our relationship with God, because you're going to need that to get in now. If you have a relationship That's with right. God, you're going to be left at the gate. You know what I'm saying? The only thing you can take with you is your relationship with God. You knowing him and him knowing you. I mean, you, when you show up, you want him to say, hey, how are you?
Now, all right.
Who are you again? See, you're wearing a cross and everything, but I don't recognize your name. The look in the book of life. No, J, no, H, A, no. I don't see it. But you want to say, hey, welcome.
Well done.
Well done.
My good and faithful servant.
My good and faithful servant.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's going to be music. That's going to be music in my ears. I want to hear those words, mm-hmm. right?
That's all I want to hear.
That's mm-hmm. all, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Living for that moment. That's the moment to live for. And when you truly live like that, you break free of a narcissistic life that says it's all about me. And you say, really, it's all about God, and it's all about other people. Listen, don't let a death sentence be the thing that motivates you to live life today. Don't let death sentence be the thing that motivates you to tell someone that you love them. Don't let a death sentence be the thing that says, I'm going to stand up and do something for God. Listen, I think it was Joel Osteen's father who said, do something lest you do nothing. Do something for God.
Right.
Do something. Invest whatever talent you have. Whatever you can do, and say, I'm going to invest it in the kingdom. This young man said, listen, I got a guitar. I know how to sing, and I can strum on this thing.
That's right.
And I'm going to invest my talents to the very end. I want to encourage you to invest what you got into the kingdom, into loving God, loving others, and leading others to do the same.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving or how you, your business or ministry, can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.